How's it going, Seth?
You know, I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm over here. So I'm curious, like, how healthy are these, like, carbonated water type things? Like, are they the same? Yeah, I'm trying, Seth.
Okay.
Yo, for real, like,
I'm like,
yeah, like I've been trying to like give up all like juices and sodas. So I've done a good job of it. I drink mostly regular water, but I drink like, I'd say I drink like 8 to 10 glasses of some type of beverage every day. I would say like 6 to 7 are plain water.
Okay.
And like 3 to 4 are like a can of sparkling water.
Okay.
But the sparkling water is from sparkling ice, and it tastes too good, in my opinion.
Oh, no, no, no. That's not real. I don't think that's real water or ice or sparkling. Don't drink that one. Like, not that. Anyone but that one. Yeah, no. It's literally as if you drank all of the water you need in the day, and for the last drink, you went and got an Arizona. Like, that's not...
For the record, though, Shot, that would still be improvement. I was drinking just all Arizonas before, but
yeah, no, not that one. Go, I personally, I don't like a sparkling.
Okay,
I prefer just plain old water. I think plain water tastes fine. I don't add a thing to it. I don't add like a, you know, a lemon slice or a cucumber or anything like that. Just a whole cucumber in a cup of water. But you know, there's that. But like, I think if you want sparkling, there are healthier alternatives that maybe don't taste as good, because I'm pretty sure sparkling ice is like not what you're looking for.
It's
but
amazing.
Will at least be something different than plain water.
Yeah, I gotta look into, because I was looking for the good options, but like, I feel like if I'm drinking water, I shouldn't feel a cavity forming, you know? Like,
oh yeah,
yeah. No. Like, I'm like, this is way too sweet. Like, you ever have something that's called water and still get like the same feeling you had as a kid after Halloween? That's what I feel like when I drink this stuff. Like, it's amazing.
Yeah. No, that's not. Mm-mm.
That's not right.
No, that's not right. I think maybe you should look for something that says seltzer instead of sparkling.
Okay.
You know, sparkling could mean that it's carbonated, but it also could mean that they have glitter in it. You know what I mean? Like, they're not, it's unclear.
Yeah,
it's unclear.
Sparkling ice caffeine. It says black raspberry flavored sparkling water. Zero sugar.
Mm-hmm.
5 calories total. So way less than my Arizona. My Arizona was at 70 calories. And that was the green tea. You know what I mean? That was when I was being bougie and on a diet. You know, if I had the regular joint, you know, it's crazy. I'm at like 110 calories.
Right.
And that's per serving. Like, by the can, I'm at 330.
Right.
You know? I was doing the math. This is 5 calories the whole can. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, this is dope. And it says water.
And it says water.
You know?
Okay. Yeah, no, you'll need another one.
Yeah, I'm at it was feeling too good to be true, you know? But I was on a whole movement, Shy. Like, I did that. I was listening to your advice. I was doing the confident flips. With my eggs. It's been a whole week, yo. I cooked 4 days in a row, Sha.
That's great. Real I'm talk. So happy.
Yo, like, I made chicken thighs with baked potato slices.
Okay.
I was doing it. I was looking up recipes. I was like, yo, we gonna live. We gonna try it out. It's gonna be a new day. The kids was nervous, but they was with it.
Okay, and how did your wife take it?
Yeah, she well, she was just happy that I was trying. Like, that was
okay.
So I honestly don't know if she liked the food so much as It was positive reinforcement.
So it's as if she took your dinner and just stuck it on the refrigerator. Like, look what Gastor did.
Straight up. Because, like, yo, she was like, she took the first bite and she was like, okay, this is good. And like, I know that's not how you react when food is good. Like, you don't gotta lie to me. I've been there.
Right.
So like that tells me it's edible.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know? That it's not as bad as she thought it was going to
right.
be.
Right. Yeah. So she's like, okay, he's got the first part down. He's not killing right. people. You know, and now
right, yeah, it's cooked all the way through.
Yeah, I was doing all that. I was following the instructions and I was still checking to make sure that it applied to my equipment. You know,
right?
Because like sometimes the hot that they think is going to be enough isn't enough with my oven or my whatever.
Sure, yes,
so
right.
I did
you
all
gotta
that.
Adjust.
Mm-hmm. I was killing that part of the game, but I'm sure like the flavor part like wasn't the same, wasn't her standards. So mm-hmm. like I did okay. I know I ate it, but I also know I was under the euphoria of having accomplished it. You know,
right?
Like, that's wild. Y'all don't know what I was. Yo, shot. I was texting people. I call my brother like, yo, you don't know what this is. Be cooking your own shit. You got to try it. It's crazy.
What a world we've been introduced to.
I took my kids to the supermarket for fun. She was like, yo, we going to buy stuff for the potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm making them all. Y'all don't know. It's been wild. And my snack game is crazy. Now it's through the roof. You know, because
wow.
now in the evenings, if I get up for like a late night snack, you know, I ain't doing like, you know, like chips or some shit. I can make some. So,
okay.
That's been dope. I made a chicken, bacon, avocado sandwich.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it was wild, B. So,
yeah.
And Gabby said that my cooking. I need to work on some stuff clearly with the like seasoning.
Right.
She said it's like, it's uneven. It was her thing. She was like this potato, all the seasoning. This potato, none of the seasoning.
Okay. Yeah.
So
I gotta
figure that out.
You gotta sprinkle in a way that everybody gets hit. Yeah.
She was like, this is crazy. She's like, I don't know what's happening right now.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta be a little more scattershot with it. You can't just. Pour it all on one potato and think it's going to roll over and hit the other ones. You do have to flip things over with your fingers and make sure you're getting both sides. There's a certain way to shake the container to make sure you're getting, but you know, you're at least you're trying and then, you know,
progress. We getting there, baby. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Vote Gastor 2024.
Wait, let's wait. Let's wait till 2022 and see what is. What his profile is, you know. Let's,
but I was proud. I was getting it done. You know what I mean? Got some cooking. I'm going to start making Tuesdays, Taco Tuesdays.
Okay.
Taco every Tuesday. That seems like something that's like low bar. Like all I got to do is make a well-seasoned type of meat for the day.
Yep.
The tortilla already comes done. I just got to heat it.
Mm-hmm.
And like almost everything else that goes on it is like a vegetable in its natural form. You just cut it.
Right.
I feel like I could just do that. And I got one day of the week now where I could eat healthy, give my wife a day off, you know.
There you go.
I could get the kids to do the vegetable cutting so they learning with me and not being like their dad and discovering all of this in their 30s. You know, I'm trying to fix my mistakes, you know?
I get it.
Next generation is going to be better, Shy. That's all I could do.
That's
you know?
Fantastic.
But it's been an adventurous week in terms of the kitchen. I have no idea also how she balances the cooking and cleaning at once. Like,
yeah, that's kind of tough. It's fine when you've got stuff in the oven.
Yeah.
For a hot second, and then all the prep things, you go ahead and just rinse, like put in the sink to rinse. I find it's easier if all of the stuff that needs to be cleaned is already in the area where you have to clean it.
Okay.
So if you've got it all on the countertop and now you've put the stuff in for the cooking, but you may not have the time to wash all of the dishes you've used, if you go ahead and move them over to the sink and even just rinse them, to get ready for washing. If they're in the sink or by the sink, they are where they need to be when it's time to wash them.
Okay. Okay.
And that helps rather than having to collect it later. And then it also clears up your counter for whatever your next step is.
Yeah. You think I'm playing? I'm implementing all this.
That's what I have found is that's kind of hard, you know, you have to kind of figure out how you feel about, especially, you know, when it comes to the cleaning and stuff, but yeah, that's usually, but definitely try to clean as you go if possible, or at least as close to the end of making it as you can, because that waiting, you don't want to wait until after the food really like hits your stomach.
Yeah. You don't want to do it. It's over. Mm-mm, like the only way it worked is because I got kids. I can make them do it. Like,
yep.
I was like, yo, this is y'all job. As I said, so I can't justify it. You're going to do this anyway. And they did it, you know, and I'm sure they weren't happy.
No.
Wasn't a highlight of my parenting, but it got done.
A highlight. That's the whole reason to have kids, to have them clean up after you. That has to be a highlight. I'm assuming.
But yeah, I did the confident flip with the omelet, and then I did it. My son had one of the standardized tests he had to take for school, so I made him French toast that day. So I did. I did the flip with the toast. That was crazy. So I was talking shit that day, yo. It was real. Like, y'all don't know me.
I'm so glad all of this is working. I'm so glad.
You could have told me shit at 7:30 in the morning on Tuesday this week. So I was like, wow, man.
I love it. I love it. That's so great.
Let's get into the news.
Yeah.
Florida Governor DeSantis to sign a bill banning social media deplatforming. That's right. Social media companies will be unable to permanently kick people off their platforms under a tough new Florida law. Yo, these dudes is different out there, yo.
Oh my God. That's dope.
The bill passed by the GOP-dominated state legislator on Thursday and awaiting the governor's signature would make it a crime to remove state political candidates from Twitter and Facebook and would send out penalties of $250,000 a day for any statewide candidate who is deplatformed. Removing more local candidates would cost the company $25,000 a day. That's right. So you run for governor, $250,000 if they take you out. You run for mayor, $25,000. They really think, like,
yo, do they? I mean, the first, oh wow, where to begin? These are private companies. These are not utilities.
Yeah.
These are private companies.
Yeah.
So if Facebook is like, So Facebook is like, man, fuck your couch. Guess what? Your couch has been fucked. You are not on Facebook. You don't get to, you make it a law. I'm sure they were like, bro, we don't pay attention to your little Florida laws. Florida people barely pay attention to your little Florida laws. Y'all are insane. All of this because you all need a hug from Trump is not going to happen.
Basically.
Trump already made his, yo, did you see that? That Trump apparently has his own social media like platform.
Yeah.
Yo. Yeah.
The description was like on the platform, Trump will be able to say his opinions, but he won't be able to see the responses that people give him. So like, this is like a really bad podcast. Like, this is just a show where you get to talk to people. I feel like Trump more and more is saying he wants to be a stand-up comedian. He wants to be the only person with the mic.
I mean, he's always thought he's always wanted to be the only person with the mic, right?
Yeah.
So that's his whole thing. Yeah, it's DonaldJTrump.com. I can't believe that was available.
Yeah, word.
I truly, man, we really dropped the ball, everybody.
Real talk. We should have been on
GoDaddy for not already. Yeah, that should have been. Once he started talking about it, we should have snapped up those domain names. He should. There's no way he should be a .com. He should be a .net.
Dropping you the know? Ball. That's on us. Yeah,
that's on us. We're sorry, everybody. But anywho, that's what it is. And I mean, like it. You can't. Yeah. So it's set up. It looks very rudimentary. Apparently, just to get past, it's basically just another way for them to collect more money. Because that was a whole thing with them is that they, you know, they collected so much money to help fund the recall and all that kind of shit. And of course, none of that's happening, but he still got your money. And then they had it set up automatically where it was recurring. So people would go, all right, I can give you guys like, I don't know, I'll give you like $1,000 one time, $1,000. That's all I can spare. But not knowing that they'd automatically ticked on the website recurring, mm-hmm. right? So it will automatically next month or the following week take out another $1,000 and another $1,000. And you didn't agree to that. It was already automatically picked when it was processed. So all of these Trump people were fleeced because they didn't yeah. So like, why would I look at your little site? you pissed off all these people. And then had to get, yeah, nah, I don't want your little site. Keep your little site away from me. And then, of course, all his site is probably just like, hey, give us more money. You know, and it's real basic looking. And he's writing like in tweet form, but it's still, no one cares. He hasn't come up with anything catchy. But who wants to look at it? I don't want to look at it.
Trump don't got bars no more.
No, no bars. Come on. He doesn't have, and he, yeah. If no one, if he's not in the room, he'll be the only one in the room, but he wants to be in there with the people that don't like him so he can needle them.
Nah.
I mean,
it's over.
You can say, yeah, he can say whatever he wants about Joe Biden in the shower. If no one else is in the shower with him, who fucking cares?
Oh, man.
It's so that's fun. Wild. So, I mean, so even, but my point is, even Trump is like, let me go on and build my own thing. Meanwhile, Florida is like, that. Don't worry, Don. We're going to get the ones that, no, he, even Donald Trump has moved on, Florida. Yeah, baby. What the fuck are y'all doing?
Come on. Step y'all game up. He learned. You know what I mean? Start your own nonsense down there. It'll work. Yeah, it won't work, but you know. You can
that's
believe.
That's so wild. Unable to permanently kick people up. That is just a true fundamental like misunderstanding as to how these platforms work.
Yeah. I don't think they get it at all. No. We can't walk over to the Twitter offices in Florida. You know what I mean? We can't tell them to turn this. All the companies have offices in Florida, don't they? No?
Yeah, they all have it's you know just an office in City Hall. I'm calling for the Twitter offices. Can you patch me through to the Twitter offices, please? Like they have a landline. Get out of here.
I'm gonna fax this tweet over there. Let them know.
Yeah, right.
in the super respected New York Post. Snout out. Larger noses equal larger penises, according to a study. I just liked it because of the opening line. Perhaps Pinocchio had a secret. That's right, y'all. In a I love this is a real paper. In a study that'll no doubt inspire a spike in nose jobs, Japanese researchers discovered that men with large sniffers tend to pack larger penises as well. This study is the first to demonstrate the relationship between stretched penile length and nose size, wrote the researchers from the Kyoto Prefectural University of Medicine. To determine the connection, scientists examined the bodies of 126 recently deceased middle-aged men, measuring everything from the cadaver's height and weight to the circumference and length of their flaccid members. For the nosy, the study is published in the Basic and Clinical Andrology. They found that men with a 2.2-inch snout packed the largest penises that clocked in at 5.3 inches. Meanwhile, corpses with beaks smaller than 1.8 inches, their manhood measured in at 4.1 inches long. And rounding out the middle were the medium-beaked, as they call them, whose tallywhackers, I love the post, were 4.5 inches. Previous studies have linked penis size to everything from salary to the index and ring fingers. Yeah, man, I... You know, the thing with this shot, like, really throws me off is, like, yo, who's deciding to study this? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'll tell you who's deciding to study this. Some male doctor who had an off night. Some male doctor who had a discussion with somebody who saw them in a state of undress and hopefully arousal and said something offhand. And now this doctor's like, oh, yeah, well, I'll show you.
You haven't seen my nose.
Yeah, someone said something shitty about a male doctor's nose, and here we are with this study.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I value my member. I'm glad the work that we've done together. You know, I'm proud of what we've accomplished. But
sure,
we've done good work. But yeah, I don't know if I'd ever get to the point to where, like, I'd want to like get Excel sheets involved. You know?
Okay. Well, if you don't, here are my questions. Are we only talking about noses poking out? What about the width of noses? Does that correspond to girth? Help me out.
Let me know.
Because we're going to be out here trying to make out the sizes of noses underneath masks and shit. So let me know how I'm supposed to, tabulate these results. What is that? What does that mean? And as someone who has always enjoyed a bigger nose on a face than a small nose, I'm like, well, I guess hooray. But then as someone who was thinking back on the penises she's encountered and can think of at least one person who had a cute little button nose and perhaps the largest penis she's encountered, we're going to have to go back to the drawing board. But then this is...
It's the averages, though.
It's the averages. Yeah. Right. So then, you know, and I mean, even this was like, there's... No link between, did you read the thing about the showers and the growers?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, so you got to keep that in mind as well. There's a lot in dick math.
Yeah.
And I'm in no way, I'm no expert at all, but these are questions I have with your little study.
Yeah, no, they're valid. They're valid.
You know, like what does wideness mean? Because, I mean, you know, not everybody. So does this mean that Roman noses, that, you know, the big, just the really long
right,
nose
right.
with the no divot in the eye, just so straight, you know, that's like a Roman nose. What are we saying, that they have the largest penises, or is this only in Japan? Like, is this like, how are we?
Oh man. You do this. But I felt, because when I saw this, like, I tried to think of when is the only time I actually like pay attention to other penises. Right. And it doesn't have, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's such a rare thing. Like, I'm not like, I can't see what would drive me to like be obsessed to the point to where, like, yo, I'm gonna dedicate 50 to 60 hours a week. I went to college to be a scientist, and this is the work that I need to do. You know, like, that's a lot. Like, that's a lot of energy to put towards, like, looking at penises and, like, pulling dead penises to stretch them out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was what the job was, right? They had to stretch them out.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I can't see that being my day and coming home to like, my family. Like, what'd you do today? I was 16 penises. Measured them out. It was crazy.
Well, I guess... I mean, I guess, yeah, it's not your call, but some of us do appreciate the work.
No, rock on.
You know, you never know when you might need, like, well, let me see that nose one more time. We're making a lot of split second decisions as we're swiping back and forth.
There you go. New things added to it. In the related economic study, by the way, they said that men measuring 7 to 8 inches earned on average $35,000 to $50,000. Meanwhile, men packing 3-inch penises, the threshold for micro penises, usually made $76,000 a year. So apparently, yeah. So like, if you were well endowed, you tend to be like middle class, and then if you're packing less than, you tend to become like Napoleon complex and successful at work.
Yeah, well, I mean, that probably tracks, actually. tracks. I mean, I'm not going to go into any hack jokes about it, but I mean, that probably tracks.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you know, I guess if you have a bigger penis, you don't have to, you know what? I'll have to save this for the group chat. This is I don't need to have this discussion with everybody listening. This is one that, you know.
Shouts to the New York Post for quality stuff.
Yeah, thanks, New York Post.
Oh, man. Florida. I'm sorry. I love that this is a real paper. Florida woman finds cigarette in Taco Bell meal. That's right. A Florida woman claims she found a cigarette wrapped up in her soft-shell taco from Taco Bell. Tora Helsel from Pensacola was horrified when she discovered the unwanted side in her chalupa meal from Taco Bell. She said she didn't know if the cigarette's inclusion in her order was sloppy or malicious, but she did wonder how it could have happened by accident. Apparently, when she went back, they didn't apologize, but they did refund her money. The employees seemed really mad that I had come back up there. I read this and like, I feel like, yo, you paid 65 cents for a taco.
Wait, hey, now it's a chalupa. That's at least.
It's $1.79. You know, it's
probably a meal that's $1 something, right?
I'm just saying, like, if that dude is grinding out these like tacos and chalupas, like, I think he's allowed to smoke in the kitchen. I feel like there's a price point where like you just gotta be like, yo, this dude needs this. Like, he's going through something right now. You know, he's 48, he's working at Taco Bell. Times are rough.
Is it possible that she put this cigarette there herself?
Yeah.
Like, is it possible that that is why they seem mean? Because they were like, man, or that they may have actually accidentally put a cigarette in a chalupa, but so many people try to get over by putting shit in their food and going, look what you did, that they probably don't believe anyone who comes back anymore, even if the cigarette came from their own ear.
Like, here we go, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I think, oh, so it's you today, huh? I think that might be it. I bet she probably, there probably was a cigarette wrapped up in her chalupa, and she didn't put it there, and her child didn't put it there, and she went back. But unfortunately, so many people are like, hey, there's a flip-flop in my enchilada or whatever, and that they're just like, what's your problem, you know?
Yo, because like, real
but
talk.
That kind of, also that kind of like, is the type of attitude that you'd expect of a person who is, you know, cooking with a cigarette behind.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like you got the right energy. Like, you knew that going in. Like, I'm not saying they're like angry at you, but they're angry at life.
Angry. Yeah, you know? They're not happy.
They're not happy, you know? So, like, they did the job. They acknowledged it. Oh, you right. Yeah, that might have happened here. Here's your money back. Like, what more do you want from this exchange?
Yeah, that's true. I'm not sure what else she needed. She got her money back. Either she would want her money or a fresh chalupa, and I would err on the side of money.
Yeah, they already did the mistake once. They acknowledging it could happen. You know, why do you want to risk it again? I feel like they did their parts. The bar's too high for this lady from Pensacola, Florida.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure what else she would want. They probably just like, here's your money, ma'am, and then just went back to whatever. I don't. outside, who's going to be like, oh my God, you're in a Taco Bell, baby. Like, if you want that kind of treatment, go to Del Taco. They'll treat you better there, maybe. But
listen, I only go to Taco Bell's where people smoke in the kitchen. Like, it's part of the authenticity to me.
All right. Oh my God.
If I see a cigarette in my chalupa, I just know, yo, you real. You working.
Yeah. All right. You put your foot in this.
finally, fans camp overnight to eat at the largest White Castle opening. That's right, y'all. Fans came out in mass to celebrate Orlando's new White Castle, the largest ever outlet for the fast food chain, on its opening day on Monday. Sheila Santiago is quoted as saying, I could not sleep last night. She got in the line at 3:30 a.m. on Monday. I literally have chills because I feel like it's just brought me home. Santiago was far from alone in the exuberance for the beloved chain new 4,567 square foot branch, which is set to operate eventually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's right. I love it. They out there. For those of y'all that don't know, for non-US people or East Coasters, White Castles are traditionally a Northeast thing. Florida has a similar thing, the Crystals, which are similarly.
Yeah, Crystals in Florida? I'm not sure, yeah, but I guess.
Are. Crystals are in Florida, but they don't have White Castles down there. So this is like a huge deal, especially because so many Floridians are Northeasterners that have moved down in general. So like you'll see a lot of people kind of reference a similar sentiment of nostalgia.
Huh. Local tweets showed the area completely swamped in traffic jams from revelers waiting to make their first orders at the freshly ribbon cut restaurant. The entire area is an absolute nightmare. Every road in the area is at a standstill, tweeted one witness to the vehicular hellscape. The vehicular hellscape that was waiting in line for a White Castle to open.
Boom.
Now, what? I'm sure we've discussed you and your fast food things.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, I can't think of I like fast food, but I can't think of many places that I would wait at 3 a.m. in line for hours and hours to get.
So this is where some of your ideologies might come together here, but for me, like we talked about nostalgia recently, like missing home. This is what I get from White Castle. White Castle, I instantly think of being 18 in New York.
Okay.
You know, so I know like my boys that moved to Florida, they get angry at Crystals because it's similar, but it's not the same. And they do two things distinctly different. Mainly the choice of how to cook it. It's the same size patty, but White Castle steams the patty on top of a bed of onions. Crystals fries it, A. And B, White Castle uses ketchup, whereas
Crystal uses
mustard.
Mayonnaise.
Yeah, they use mayonnaise mustard, and mustard. Yeah. So it's close, but it's not the thing. So, like, I've had that burger and instantly felt 18 again. And doing stupid shit. Like I can't have White Castle at 2:00 p.m. It's weird. Like, why are we doing this? It's not that time for that. I only want it late and I want to feel that nostalgia.
I bet. I feel like some of the people who got in line in the middle of the night just got in line. like they probably, either they didn't know what it was for or they were like, oh, right, White Castle. And then they were drunk. And they went ahead and got in line because they just saw the sign of a White Castle and the line. And they were like, oh, it's probably moving fast. And it wasn't moving yet at all.
Yeah.
But they were probably like high and then just got in line and waited for 18 hours until it was their turn at the drive-through. Yeah. You know, I'm sure.
That I will say, White Castle in that regard is probably the worst of the fast food chains. Like, I love their sliders, but they combine the slowness of fast casual with the quality of fast food. which is impressive. I don't know how they do both. They fresh cook everything
right
to a mediocre standard. So like, I don't know how they do that, but they do it. And it's dope. You know, yo, real shit shot. You know, my a friend of mine from a friend of mine from the hood is one, I believe, the first person to get married at a White Castle.
Oh, you may have mentioned this.
Yeah, my boy E, he sent in saying that like he won a finger football contest.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He okay. won like a finger football contest. Yeah, that was like
the sunken yeah. one. Yes.
He beat like all of New York at finger football White Castle tournament. So he was like killing it. So in the interview, he was like, "Yeah, I'm been with my girl for a couple years. I love to get married at a White Castle." And they called this bluff. So they're like, "Yo, for real? Like, yo, we'll pay for the whole shit," as if that's some grand gesture to like
right.
pay for the whole wedding at White Castle. But yo, I was at work, and like I told my coworkers that this is when I was a manager at PepsiCo. So I was like, yo, mm-hmm. my friend's getting married at White Castle right now, which is just a crazy statement to make in general.
Right.
But I told very white bosses that. And they were like, they were so confused by it that they like allowed me to like set up a watch party in the offices. So we had, I had PepsiCo employees looking at a streaming video of this wedding. He did not look happy, like, as a groom. She didn't look happy as a bride. Like, they knew, like, yeah, we made a mistake here. It's
well, yeah.
Like, we love this food and all, but this is a little much. This is, yeah, this shouldn't be a part of our moment.
Are they still together?
No, they didn't make it. They went far.
Yeah, no.
They had a decent run. They made, I want to say, 8-9 years married.
Okay, so that's like, not bad. Yeah, that's
like,
not bad.
Like, real talk, if I'd have told you they got married at White Castle, you wouldn't have thought they made it that close to WWE.
No, not at all. You know? I wouldn't have thought they made it to the reception, frankly.
Well, yeah, man. Like, that's a success. I take that as a win. They got two kids, and they have a wedding at White Castle that I think he will show people she will never mention again.
No, she shouldn't. I know she won't.
Oh man, I got love. I got love for the castle. It's just dope.
Well, congratulations, Orlando.
There you go.
Here is your White Castle. Oh, I hope this doesn't compete with the castle in Disney World.
Oh
no. Oh no. Can two castles stay in such a small area?
Mickey don't want it. All
right. Yeah, Mickey don't want that smoke. We coming for you, Cinderella. What you gonna do, Cinderella? We ain't scared of you.
Oh, man. If you like what you heard, please like and subscribe to the show. If you're a supporter of the show and you're an Apple listener, please rate us on the Apple Podcast app. 5 stars, and you deserve a slider from Apple. If you give us 4 stars, you can get one from Crystals, courtesy Apple as well. So yeah, White Castle only for the 5-star people. That's dope. Mm-hmm. If you have any news articles you'd like us to cover on the show, please DM us directly at Silky Jumbo at Gastromonte. Shouts to John Strand, who sent in an article for today's bonus episode.
Yeah, shout out John Strand. He's doing the heavy lifting.
Word up. Real talk. You came in clutch today. I started piecing together these articles late. John Strand coming up big time.
With some stuff. So appreciate you.
Yeah, with all that said. Yo, Sha, why don't you do the ending today? You know, I realize
that.
Oh,
no.
You know that.
What's. I don't even remember what the ending is. I just sit here. But anywho, this has been the War Report, right? I'm Shalewa Sharp with my esteemed host, Gastor El Monte. And thanks for listening. And we'll catch you next time.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Nailed it. You got to mix it up sometimes, man.
Well, just tell me you're mixing, I guess. I don't know.
Oh man, peace.
says to the dark, gun smoke fills your nose, but the violence starts once the guns go cold. A prayer in the dark, Lord, let me grow old, 'cause the block is hard once the guns go cold, cold.
Catch y'all next week. Peace.